This is the Canadian Taxpayers Federation podcast, where we are fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. My name is Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta director for the CTF. My good friend Franco Terrazano is the federal director. He is stationed at our forward operating base in Ottawa, right next to Parliament Hill. So, Franco, I'm sorry, but you're kind of the bureaucrat whisperer now. We keep you there to keep an eye on what these fellas are doing and these gals are doing. And it kind of blew my mind a little bit hearing that we're actually spending more on the bureaucracy around the carbon tax. Now, I must say, hearing that this price tag is going up to administer the carbon tax that a lot of people want gone, on the heels of hearing Prime Minister Trudeau in Brazil say crazy things like paying his carbon tax should take priority over feeding your kids and paying your rent. I'm not kidding that he actually said that on stage. So hearing that on top of that, on top of the actual carbon tax, we're paying paper pushers to administer this thing and now we're paying them more. Can you please update our audience on this, sir?
$800 million. That's just how much Trudeau's carbon tax bureaucracy is costing taxpayers. $800 million by 2030. Okay, so like, not only does the carbon tax gouge you at the pumps, make it more expensive for you to heat your home, and make it more expensive for you to buy food, the carbon tax also soaks you in another way as the taxpayer, because Trudeau has added hundreds, last year 461 federal bureaucrats to impose the carbon tax on you, the carbon tax bureaucrats. And it's costing us, Chris, hundreds of millions of dollars. So between 2019 and last year, the administrative cost of Trudeau's carbon tax was $283 million. It'll cost us another $500 million or so by 2030. So if you look at when Trudeau first imposed his carbon tax all the way up to 2030, well, the bureaucracy cost of the carbon tax is like $800 million. And that's not even the cost that you pay at like the fuel pumps or on your heating bill.
Does that include the tax on tax, though?
No, it doesn't, right? So, folks, to take another step back, right? Like, when I say the carbon tax bureaucracy costs about $800 million, that doesn't even talk about how the carbon tax makes your life more expensive, right? Like, directly at the pumps, directly on your heating bill, and when you buy food. Another way the carbon tax directly makes your life more expensive is, get this, they carbon tax your fuel, and then they tax those taxes with the federal sales tax. In fact, Chris, the federal GST on the carbon tax, that carbon tax on tax alone, will cost Canadians about $400 million this year alone. And guess what? The government doesn't even pretend to rebate any of that tax on tax money back to you.
Okay, so when you said that it was around $800 million, I stupidly thought, oh, well, it includes the tax on tax, but it doesn't. It's
no.
Just, okay.
And like, Chris, like, I don't need to tell our audience this, right? But like, the Trudeau government's always like claiming, oh, it's like revenue neutral. Don't worry, the rebates make you better off. You know, pigs can fly, yada, yada, yada. But like, think about it for a second, right? This bureaucracy costs, and this tax on tax cost, like, is proof that the carbon tax is not revenue neutral, right? Like, just think about it for a second. There is no way that the government can impose a carbon tax on you and then charge a sales tax on top of the carbon tax and then skim hundreds of millions of dollars off the top to pay for hundreds of extra bureaucrats and somehow make you better off with rebates. Like, that's nuts.
This is like some whirlpool in ancient Norse mythology that just goes all the way down to the pits of hell. Okay. We just, it's as if they impose a tax on everything, which really the carbon tax is, because it's a tax on trucking and pretty much everything we eat and use is delivered to us on a truck. So you tax diesel, you wind up taxing everything, but wait, there's more. There's the administrative costs that you just mentioned. And then there's the tax on tax. And it's just continuously blows my mind how much money this is costing. And I have to continuously point this out because, as I said off the top, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was just recently jetting off to his latest Up With People conference to complain about, you know, his pet projects. And they kept on talking about the environment. Okay, sorry, folks, but even if they quintupled the carbon tax here in Canada, it wouldn't make a dent in global emissions because Canada is responsible for about 1.5-ish% of global emissions. Meaning, even if we ceased to exist, you wiped us off the face of the earth, God forbid, it wouldn't make a dent in global emissions. So this carbon tax that Franco is just talking to us about and all of the little bean counters we've hired to take in the carbon tax and the GST we pay on the carbon tax, all of this is for nothing, environmentally speaking. This is all financial pain without environmental gain. So sorry to start our podcast off on the bad note. I'm going to need another shot of Pepto-Bismol in a second here because it's disgusting. you had more, though. Sorry, yeah. Folks. So did you tell us that the actual cost of the bureaucracy at large, like forget about the carbon tax part, just the bureaucrats, the cost of paying them has gone up like a crazy amount?
Yeah, well, get ready to vomit because the cost of the entire federal bureaucracy has grown by 73% since 2016. Yep. Okay. You're going to need a bigger shot, Chris, I think, actually. Yeah. Yeah, folks. And you heard that right. 73%. The cost of the federal bureaucracy has grown by 73% under Trudeau. Okay. Let me just read you the numbers so you can do the math because that's ridiculous. In 2016, the bureaucracy cost $40.2 billion. Sounds like a lot.
That is a lot.
In 2023, the cost of the federal bureaucracy was $69.5 billion. So quick math, that's like almost a $30 billion annual increase between 2023 and 2016. So Trudeau, the cost of his bureaucracy has grown by 73%. Now, the obvious question, are you getting 73% better services from the government? No.
I'm laughing because I'll cry otherwise. Like, that's gross. You know, in all seriousness, like, we've got this postal strike going on. I just heard from a guy who, like, can't go visit his parents now because the passport office was crazy late. And now the mail is, like, not coming. Like, all these things are, like, under the federal government's purview. There's a million other ways that the federal government reaches in and grabs you by the back of the neck and shakes up your life and does a terrible job of it. And you're paying more for it. Now, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but you're the math guy. Is this just because they've hired so many more, like 2 feet in a heartbeat, like so many more people to work in the bureaucracy? Or is it bonuses? Or is it all of the above? Or like where 73% increase, like where is that coming from? What's the base number?
Well, you know, with this government and when it comes to soaking the taxpayer, the answer is always D, all the above. And the reason the bureaucracy costs have ballooned is because you're paying for a bigger bureaucracy taking bigger taxpayer-funded paychecks, right? So you're right. It's more bureaucrats taking bigger pay. So since Trudeau became the prime minister less than a decade ago, he's added 108,000 government bureaucrats in Ottawa, right? Under the federal government. 108,000 extra in less than a decade. Okay.
For folks who, just a sec. For folks who can't grasp numbers, present, I'm a journalist. That's the population of Red Deer. Like every man, woman, and infant in Red Deer. Picture that. Add them to the federal payroll. Go ahead, Franco.
Well, we wouldn't wish that on the fine people of Red Deer.
No. This is not to disparage Red Deer.
So, yeah, but like in addition to the 108,000 extra bureaucrats Trudeau added to the taxpayer payroll, look, he's also handed out more than 1 million pay raises in the last 4 years. You know, during the pandemic, when people lost their jobs, when businesses shut down, some small business owners lost their business for good, right?
Yeah, because of lockdowns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of lockdowns. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, they've been paying for federal paper pushers to take pay raises, more than 1 million pay raises in the last 4 years alone. And then on top of that, to reward the bureaucrats for their stellar performance, the federal government has rubber stamped $1.5 billion in bonuses since 2015. Now, the last I checked, bonuses are supposed to be for when you do a good job, not when you fail to do your job. But like the government's own numbers show that in every year of the last 5 years, only once did government departments meet half of their own performance targets. Yet, you know, the federal government rubber stamped $1.5 billion in bonuses to bureaucrats since 2015. So, yeah, Chris, when it comes to soaking taxpayers, it's all of the above.
I just needed to stress because I've worked on a few sides of the aisle, so to speak, in Ottawa. Most of it was being a journalist, but I've also worked like on the Hill. So I needed to stress what you just said there. This was their own performance targets, meaning these are the little targets that they create within their own little departments and bureaucracies, and they only met half of them once. Is that what you're telling?
In the last 5 years, one time, they met 50% of their targets one time in the last 5 years. You know, old man McKay, he's going to listen to our show. He's your boss. Yeah. Like if I went to Mr. McKay and been like, hey, man, I met 50% of my targets once in the last 5 years. I'm getting no bonus, dude. Like no. I'm polishing off that resume, dude. I gotta start working back on my baseball swing. You know what I mean?
the beatings would continue until morale improved. Yeah. And in Ottawa, I gotta say, like their performance targets, when they think they're doing a good job, it means that they've shown up for work wearing pants.
Yeah, I like to say they showed up twice to work with their shoes tied. Here's an $18,000 bonus check. Because every year, 90% of government executives get a taxpayer-funded bonus. The average bonus is like 18 grand.
Oh my goodness. Every time I keep anticipating a number you're about to say, it's always higher.
Ah.
Darn that inflation.
Weird. Yeah. Darn the inflation that they help create with all the money printing and massive deficits.
And I do need to stress quickly before we move on to the GST temporary tax holiday thingy-ma-bob that they just pulled. When he's talking about bonuses here, folks, he isn't just talking about rank and file bureaucrats, like somebody going, you know, into Department of Fisheries and Oceans from their house in Alta Vista. Hi, neighbor. It's not them. We're talking also about bonuses to crown corporations. Like, remember, the CBC got big time bonuses, famously, so much so that it got their president and CEO in a lot of trouble in the committee, even though their viewership is less than 2%. Even though the CBC's TV viewership is less than 2%, they're still getting mega million dollar bonuses, folks. So this is the kind of government waste that Franco is specializing in and talking about here. Did we want to talk a little bit about this GST thing? Because it was quite the announcement.
Yeah. Well, trigger warning, folks. I'm just going to play what the Prime Minister said. So you can just listen to exactly what he said, what he announced on this temporary 2-month GST holiday. Trigger warning. Give this clip a listen to.
For 2 months, starting December 14th, we're going to remove the GST, HST from groceries, 100% of groceries, all groceries. We're going to remove the GST from restaurant meals, takeouts, fast food. Removing the GST from beer and wine. Removing the GST for essentials like kids' clothing, footwear, diapers, and toys. All tax-free, removing the GST and HST. For 2 months, Canadians are going to get a real break on everything they do.
Well, Chris, I've got a couple thoughts, okay? So, number one, like, finally, Canadians are going to get a little bit of relief from this government's over-taxation burden, right? Like, and, you know, Christmas and the month following Christmas is a very tough time financially, right? Like for a lot of people, the bills pile up, a lot of tough conversations are had in households. So, you know, I am happy that people are going to get a little bit of tax relief over the next 2 months on this GST holiday on some of those items that Trudeau just announced. But, you know, let me just state the obvious. As far as relief goes, this is a pretty sorry excuse for a tax cut.
Yeah.
Right? Like, number one, it's not even permanent. It's not even permanent. It's 2 months, right? And then right? So it goes from what, December 14th to February 15th. Well, what happens 6 weeks after that GST holiday ends? The carbon tax goes up again, right? But also too, like, let's not forget that after this government, the Trudeau government, hiked carbon taxes, payroll taxes, alcohol taxes, capital gains taxes, imposed a digital services tax, an online streaming tax. And that was all just this year. After all of those tax hikes, this government has to do much more than just a temporary 2-month GST holiday. So you know what? Like, yes, whenever the government takes less money from Canadians, that's a good thing. I'm happy that people will be able to better afford, right, some of their Christmas shopping. I'm very happy about that. But Canadians, don't forget all the ways you made life more expensive and inflict more pain with all the other tax hikes. So what this government actually has to do is, number one, make this GST holiday permanent. But number two, go much further on cutting taxes.
Yeah, I was trying to take some of the silver linings out of it, too, because you read the same inbox that I do. People are really fighting to afford basics. I was hearing from people who were borrowing money off of friends to make rent, even though they work. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. And this time of year can be really difficult for people. If I can just do a little mom suggestion here. Just totally not related to the Taxpayers Federation, just because I know people are listening. If you have means and if you're doing fine this Christmas and you're making room for your kid's Santa visit, meaning you're making room for toys in the kid's toy room, take the toys they're not using that they don't want anymore, legit, give them to the thrift shops now. Do it before Christmas. Don't do it after Christmas. So on that note, we hear you that people are struggling. And when any time the government takes their boot off your neck a little bit and gives you some of your own money back to you, that is a good thing. However, exactly to your point, Franco, it's not enough and it should be permanent. And one of the elements that kind of got me going, because I'm pretty visual, I'm always picturing things, especially when we're trying to do announcements, I'm always picturing what the framing is. One of the things that set me off about them just not getting it, of like not really understanding how people are struggling and what they really need relief on, was that half the stuff that was in that shot with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland when they're announcing, hey, no GST, congratulations. Half that stuff doesn't have GST on it.
Yeah.
Already. Seriously, you and I had a funny conversation a couple years ago. We were like, oh my gosh, they're like snack trays carry GST on them. Yeah. Remember?
I remember.
That's the bachelor snack tax. Yeah. And so, but the stuff, if you guys look at it during the announcement, this is, you know, it seems like a small thing, but it's attention to details that they're not noticing. Bread, big bags of pasta, big jars of peanut butter. That stuff doesn't carry GST already. And so it's just really indicative of them not getting it. They could have made this permanent. They could have reduced our income taxes. They could have scrapped the carbon tax. And it would have saved people so much money. Scrapping the carbon tax right now would save the average Alberta household more than $400 just on their home heating bill. So trying to pick some good stuff out of that, but man, that was a messy announcement, and it's going to be pretty messy for retailers too. Franco, that was really good, man. Thank you for raising all of those issues, including the stuff that's frankly hard to swallow. What's your taxpayer pro tip? Because I've got a funny one for the end of it.
Yeah, so my taxpayer pro tip actually just goes out to our supporters, especially those who have been sending us emails. Like, first of all, like, thank you for the emails. Thank you for the feedback, especially as it relates to that GST temporary holiday announcement from Trudeau. So a couple things there, like, you know, I going through literally hundreds of emails that we got, it seems like a lot of people are like, well, you know, I support cutting taxes, so I'm happy that, you know, some people are going to get some relief. But, you know, I heard from a lot of people, the sentiment that I heard, if I can try to sum it up, is like, okay, this government has taxed the heck out of me, my friends, my family, and then it wastes the money on corporate welfare to big businesses, hiring a bunch of bureaucrats we don't need, you name it. And then it's sending me back some crumbs in what feels like a political ploy to buy votes. That's kind of the sentiment I heard from people. And you know, I hear you. And I just want you to know, like, number one, like, thank you for the correspondence. Thank you for reaching out. We always appreciate your feedback. Number two is we are going to keep fighting for legitimate tax cuts and a balanced budget by cutting spending, all the ways that this government has been spending your money on. But number three, the most important thing to our supporters, let's not kid ourselves. There is no way Trudeau wanted to cut taxes. And no. I know that this doesn't go nearly far enough. And I know you're probably thinking too little, too late. But because you, our Canadian Taxpayers Federation supporters, have been working so hard, have been pressuring politicians for years, you are the reason that some Canadians are getting relief this Christmas. And I know that it's not nearly enough, but because of your hard work, you're the reason that family out there who's really struggling is going to save a little bit of money because the government is going to take a little bit less. So thank you to our supporters for fighting with us, for pushing so hard for years. Your voice is starting to break through, and politicians are starting to realize that if they ever want to get elected again, they got to cut taxes. So thank you to our supporters. That's kind of my pro tip. Thank you, TED Talk.
It was really good and encouraging. I wanted to add on to that and leave it with a bit more of a lighthearted note. I did notice we just did a big thing with our last podcast on government waste, like you were just listing, but like crazy level government waste. Like you've always liked to talk about the sex toy show in Germany and old people's sex stories that were outsourcing and shooting deer from helicopter, all those crazy things that
you make wasting. You make the government sound kind of fun. Come on, Chris.
We're doing that all at once. Wow. I want to watch that show. It's crazy. So don't give Stats Can ideas. We'll have a new podcast in a second. So that we'll pay for. So it's important, folks, to keep on them about this stuff, to keep on them about waste. And we were inspired to do that last podcast because, of course, Elon Musk and all of his friends down in the United States are starting DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. So it's kind of a joke off of the meme with the little fat Japanese corgi looking dog. So in all seriousness, icons and images and things like that, they stick in your head and they stick in politicians' heads, too. And I know somebody who's in Ottawa who likes nicknames, likes acronyms, okay? He likes alliteration. So keep them coming. Keep your ideas of what should we call it up here, goose or moose or gopher or whatever it is. I'm not saying the other one. So just keep those recommendations coming. Send them to our website at taxpayer.com. Put them in the comments, okay, under this YouTube channel and under this Rumble channel, okay? And one last note. We try to keep it light and humorous for two reasons. We laugh at some of this stuff for two reasons, okay? One, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So we try to be the happy warrior. We try to be the jester who knows what's going on and is telling the jokes in the king's court. And two, like Franco points out all the time, they hate it when we do that.
They're politicians appear. They're so important.
This is it. They have literally seen them straighten their real tie. So they get really huffy really fast when you point and laugh at them, like Nelson from The Simpsons. So keep it up. Keep up the mockery because we have the freedom of expression to do so. So folks, if you want any information on any of this, if you want to order one of these awesome Defund the CBC t-shirts or any of our other merch from the Taxpayer website, go to our website, taxpayer.com. That is where you can stand up and be heard.